You're listening to SBS News.
Oksana Gordon has just had a flu vaccine.
Yeah, because it's lots of cases of flu, and I just would like to protect myself and my family as well, and just stay healthy.
She works in the medical sector, so she's particularly vulnerable.
Yeah, it's really bad because lots of people actually come in being sick. I mean, with cold symptoms or flu symptoms. Yeah, and I think it's a good idea to get a flu shot and keep yourself healthy.
It's only the first month of winter, but so far there have been over 76,500 confirmed cases of influenza in Australia. That's nearly five times as many than for this time last year, and far outstrips any of the past 5 years. Immunisation Coalition Chairman Professor Robert Boy is from the Westmead Institute of Medical Research.
It's incredibly surprising. People smarter than me haven't been able to work out why we've got flu so early. But we've got three different strains spreading. Influenza AH1, which started 10 years ago, influenza AH3, which was the original Hong Kong flu, and influenza B. So we're dealing with a lot of different strains of flu. Why they've come in so early is still uncertain.
The early flu season has also led to other concerns. A record number of patients have presented at emergency departments across New South Wales in the first quarter of this year. 13 million doses of influenza vaccine have been distributed and most have been taken up. Pharmacist Nick Logan says there have even been reports of vaccine shortages in some pharmacies.
I think that the fact that people are talking about the summer infection rate of influenza, which is very unusual, it meant that people rushed to get vaccinations and there was a shortage, but there's a few more batches coming through the pipelines as we speak.
400,000 new doses have been dispatched, and doctors and pharmacists say it's still not too late to get vaccinated.
If you haven't had an influenza vaccine this year, it takes 2 weeks to get full antibodies. It's not too late. And if you get one now, the coverage will last you all the way till summer.
Doctors say vaccination is the way to prevent another horror flu season like 2017, where official figures show that the flu claimed the lives of 1,200 people in Australia.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.